Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to this Thursday edition of Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host. We got 2 hours of open forum. That means anybody can call with their question, and you can ask about anything you've got a question about. The number 888-318-7884. And not only do we have 2 hours of open forum, but we got 2 hours with Jimmy Akin. So that's always a lot of fun. It's especially fun when it's on a Thursday because usually Nick remembers to play the groovy music. We'll look forward to that. We'll see if that happens. Again, the number to call if you have a question for Jimmy Akin. The lines do fill up when Jimmy's here. 888-318-7884. 888-31-TRUTH. Jimmy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, Cy Kellett?
I'm a little bit fired up because this is the last day of our pledge drive. Mm-hmm. And we have a $20,000 match this hour.
We have a very generous donor who's put that up, and we are going to need everybody's help in order to make it. And so this is the last day of the pledge. We're not going to be talking about this for another 3 months, barring emergencies. And so help us avoid emergencies. Give us a call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. I can see we have several lines open for you right now. Catholic Answers employees are waiting to take your call. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from anywhere in the world. And it even works on your mobile phone. So however you're listening to the show, by all means, please give us a call and help us, especially in this hour, make that $20,000 match. The number to call once again is 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000, a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. Every dollar that you pledge, every gift amount that you make, up to $20,000 is matched dollar for dollar. So if you're able to pledge that $100, it becomes $200 for us. If you can pledge five, it's 10 for us. 500, it's 1,000 for us. So it really adds up, but we really want to make sure we use up the entire match. We're going to do our regular program. We are going to go to callers. I will give out that number one or two more times, and then it'll just be the pledge number for the rest of the hour. So if you could pick up the phone now and call, we'd really love to have your help now. I'll tell you what, as Jimmy said, it's been we've met our match each hour this pledge drive, but we are still behind the curve as far as the amount of money we need to raise. Some money is raised overnight. There are people who will you know, use the website, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, over the course of the next 24 hours and all of that. But so there's a lot to figure in, but we need to, at the very least, meet our matches these next 2 hours. And we'd really like to exceed them by a considerable amount to be well-funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to give. Once again, the number for those of you who would like to call and ask a question of Jimmy, if you're not a Catholic and you're just discovering, hey, there's Catholic Radio and they take questions, you're welcome to call. If you are a Catholic, you're welcome to call. 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. Now, we'll do, as I said, for the rest of the hour, the number we'll be giving will be the pledge drive number, because we really want to meet that $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. Lots of folks, Catholic Answers employees, some at home answering on the line there, some here, but everybody gathering around us kind of as a, you know, to support the radio department here, to help us to take the calls and make sure that if you want to make a pledge, we can get you on and off as quickly as possible, make it as painless as possible, because we know you're busy. We know there's a lot to do. We'd like to receive that call, first of all, and then we'd like to allow you to get back to what you were doing as quickly as possible. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
Si, I was on the show yesterday, and we had a very interesting question. A gentleman called in, and he said, if God is omnipotent, why do we need to give? Because God could just manufacture an infinite amount of whatever is needed to meet a particular circumstance. And that's true. God could. So the question becomes, why? And the way I answered it was by pointing to a similar situation, which we also often get asked about here on the show, which is, if God knows everything, if he's omniscient, why should we pray? And of course, it is true that God knows everything. As Jesus says, he knows what we need before we even ask. So that tells us that the reason we need to pray is not to give God information. So it's something else. We also know that God himself has no needs. We're not going to improve his situation by anything we do. He's infinitely perfect. He can't be harmed by anything we do or don't do. And so the real purpose in prayer, if you want to find the purpose of prayer, it's looking at us. Prayer doesn't help God. It helps us. So how does it do that? Well, it does it because prayer draws us out of ourselves, so we don't just think about ourselves. If you're praying to God, that means you're thinking about God. If you're praying for other people, you're thinking about other people. And that helps us because the two great commandments, God's highest priorities, are both love. The first great commandment is love God. The second great commandment is love your neighbor. And by requiring us to pray, God helps us fulfill the two great commandments. By thinking about God and talking to God, it helps us love God. By thinking about our neighbors and their needs and praying for our neighbors, it helps us love our neighbors. So that's the reason we pray, and it's also the reason we give. That's why God wants us to give. Yes, he could make an infinite amount of whatever is needed for a particular situation, but he chooses to help us grow in love by using the resources he's given us to support God's own work, like the preaching of the gospel, that helps us show our love for God in a tangible way. You know, sometimes people say talk is cheap. Well, money is not cheap. And so consequently, when we use our financial resources to support God's work, that shows our love for God. And when we do things like support the preaching of the gospel, the teaching of God's word, which is what we do here on Catholic Answers Live, that benefits our neighbors. And so it also, by giving to support the preaching of the gospel, it also helps us love our neighbors. And so please think about the principles of love that are involved in giving, and then use the resources God has given you to show your love both for God and for your neighbors. And also, of course, it benefits you too, because by keeping Catholic Answers live on the air, you get to hear all the great content we provide. You get to call in with your questions. And we've heard from so many people that say it's been such a blessing to their lives. So please give us a call at the time we need to hear from you, which is right now. It's 888-291-8000. I can see we have more than 10 people who are just waiting to take your call. So since they're waiting, there won't be any waiting for you. It's a no-waiting situation. The number to call, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
I'm going to go to calls, callers who have called to ask their question. As Jimmy said, more than 10 lines open, so now is a great time to dial, because we have that $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match every gift this hour. Matched dollar-for-dollar up to $20,000, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We go now to Ben in West Virginia, listening on EWTN online. Ben, you're first. Your question for Jimmy.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Jimmy. Thank you very much for taking my call. I first want to say I really appreciate your time, and I'll do my best to respect your time by keeping it as brief as possible. Mm-hmm. So I'm a Catholic convert from the Protestant Church from the past. I think I converted in 2012. My whole family is Protestant. A lot of my friends are Protestant. And one in particular that we debate back and forth about different viewpoints. We were speaking today, and he, I'll cut to the question. He said, so if you believe that the Catholic Church is the true church, and Jesus says that if you're not with me, then you're against me, then do you believe that the Protestant Church is demonic? And I said in the moment, I said, well, yeah, I guess I would have to agree that that's true. But after thinking on it, I don't think that's the most ecumenical thing to say, because I don't think that it relates on similar ground. I heard Tim say mm-hmm. something yesterday about trying to relate on relatable topics with people and not necessarily trying to distance ourselves. What does the Catholic Church teach on the Protestant Church and its standing? Is it demonic?
Okay, so a couple of thoughts. The first one is, what would it mean for something to be demonic? Now, obviously, all of us are subject to original sin, and that was prompted by the action of the demon. Similarly, all of us are subject to temptations, which can be caused, according to St. John, either by the world, the flesh, or the devil. So some of our temptations, for all of us, come from demonic activity. So there's some kind of demonic activity that all of us have to deal with. But you wouldn't say, therefore, that that Catholics are demonic just because they're subject to original sin, or that they're subject to temptations by demons. And that means to characterize something as demonic must mean something more than that. It must mean something more than just demons have been able to lead somebody into some kind of error, whether moral or doctrinal or whatever it may be. To really describe a system as demonic would mean that it's fundamentally demonic, that it's fundamentally on the wrong side of things. And that's not what the Catholic Church holds the Protestant community to be. The Catholic Church, you can read, for example, the documents of the Second Vatican Council. They talk about how people in the Protestant community are our separated brethren. They're genuinely brethren in Christ. They have valid baptism, and so they're fellow Christians. They may be mistaken on a few points, but then some Catholics are mistaken on a few points. It's regrettable that they're separated, and certainly when it comes to the historical origin of that, could, you know, the schism and the development of the separation that occurred at the time of the Protestant Reformation, could demons have played a role in that? Well, I'm sure they did, but they play a role in almost every bad thing that happens on one level or another. That doesn't mean that our Protestant brethren are themselves demonic, or that their beliefs are fundamentally demonic. Fundamentally Christian. They may have some mistakes, but they're fundamentally Christian. And so consequently, the Catholic Church does not use language like Protestantism is demonic. Also, there's a parallel passage in the Gospels to the one you mentioned where Jesus says, whoever is not with me is against me. There's a parallel passage, too, where the disciples encounter an exorcist who's driving out demons in the name of Jesus, and he's not one of them. So they tell him to stop. And Jesus corrects them, and he says, no, don't stop. Nobody who is driving out demons in his name is going to turn around and say something fundamentally horrible about Jesus. And he says the reverse of the previous statement, that whoever is not against me is with me. And so what by having both of these statements in the Gospels, whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever is not against me is with me, it's an indication from Jesus, we need to hold these two things in tension. We need to recognize that, yes, there are situations in which people can be fundamentally opposed to Jesus, and that one sign of that is the fact they're not with him. But on the other hand, there are situations where even if someone's not in formal union with Jesus, he's not officially one of the disciples, he's still basically on the same side as Jesus. And that's the kind of perspective that the Catholic Church would have towards our friends in the Protestant community. They're basically on the side of the angels. They're basically on the side of Jesus. Do we think we're right in everything that happened? No. Or everything they believe? No. But that doesn't take away from the fact that we do share a common identity as children of God in Christ.
And thank you so much for that call. We appreciate your call, Ben, and lots of folks on the line, and we are going to continue to answer questions throughout this hour and next. But these 2 hours that we have with you today are our last chance to ask you for your financial support for the next 3 months. We support this ministry, this outreach, this radio program by coming to you every 3 months and asking for your support. We do so for only 6 hours every 3 months. We're in the last couple hours now, and we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, which we are really hoping we can use up, and we're asking you for your help to use up. I'll tell you what, any amount will help a great deal. If you can make that one-time $5 pledge, it's going to be $10 to us. If you can make that monthly, you know, $100 a month pledge, that's going to be $1,200 to us. And I want to make sure that people understand that, because we have asked and we have and we've emphasized this more and more to share with people that the monthly pledge means a great deal to us here at Catholic Answers. When we get that monthly pledge, it goes on the books. It helps us know what money is coming in for the foreseeable future. And so we can, for planning purposes and knowing what we can and cannot undertake, it's very, very helpful. And so say you're one of those folks who can pledge $20 a month. If you can pledge $20 a month, well, I'll tell you in a second about the gifts we're able to send you, because we want to send you a couple gifts that we've been given to be able to give you at that level. But what happens is that's over the course of the year, that's $240. You might worry, well, is it just this month's pledge that's getting matched? No, it's the entire pledge of $240 that will get matched. So that's how far you take us towards meeting our $20,000 match this hour. So I'd really like to encourage, if you can make that $20 a month pledge, anybody who can make a pledge of $18 a month or more is going to receive these two gifts. So maybe you can do 18, maybe you could do 20, 25, maybe even 30. Well, we'll be able to send you these two wonderful books from Scott Hahn, one of the great Catholic scholars in the world today, and from Emmaus Road Publishing, who has given the book to us to give to you, Hope to Die, The Christian Meaning of Death and the Resurrection of the Body. But we can also send you this book from Sophia Institute Press, from Dan Burke, Spiritual Warfare and the Discernment of Spirits. So you will get both of those books if you can make a pledge. Now, if you choose not to, of course, you can just tell the person you don't want to get them. But so long as you choose to get them, you'll get both of those books at the $20 or $18 or more per month pledge. Hey, maybe you're one of those people who is in real good financial shape, and you could do $45, $50, $60, $100 a month. Anybody who can pledge $45 a month or more, In addition to those two books, we'll send you those two books, but we're also able to send you Why Believe, the two-volume study set from Augustine Institute on that very question, why believe? But it also comes with 16 short video presentations that are really first class, top of the line stuff from the scholars at the Augustine Institute and from their wonderful media team over there. So we want to send you all of that if you can make that $45 a month pledge. 888-291-8000 is the number.
And Cy, you know, you mentioned the various gifts we have at different giving levels. If someone's able to give a little bit more, just $84 a month, then over the course of a year, that would add up to $1,000. And that would enroll them in a special giving society we have known as the President's Club. So people who donate $1,000 or more in a year become members of the President's Club. There are a variety of benefits to that, including a copy of all the stuff we publish, all the books, all the booklets, all the magazines, all the videos, all the audio sets. It includes everything that we publish during the course of a year. Also, you get special dedicated access to an apologist to answer your questions. And it's something that we have a lot of people who are able to do that and have been helping us out. We've had several people in the last 24 hours who've joined the President's Club. Among them are Patrick from New York and also Thomas from Ballston Lake, New York, as well as Russell from North Dakota. In order to meet our $20,000 challenge this hour and make our overall drive goal, though, we're going to need to hear from more people who are in that category. So please be thinking about it. I know it may take you a few minutes to decide, or you need to think about it for a little bit, but that's why I'm mentioning it early in the show today. So please devote some thought to it. Are you one of those people who could either make a donation of $1,000 as a one-time gift or just $84 a month? An $84 a month donation will be the same thing. If you're not sure you want to learn more about the President's Club, Chris Check has often said that he's perfectly happy to take calls from people who have questions about it and what it involves. So if you want to give a call and just let whoever answers the phone, whatever Catholic Answers employee that is, know that you'd like to have Chris Check call you about the President's Club. He'll be more than happy to get back to you. But we do need to hear from you one way or another today. The number is 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
There are 13 lines open right now. So really, 12 lines open? Okay, good. 12 lines open right now. So if give a call, 888-291-8000. I want to tell you one more thing, because I brought my icon that my friend Bernadine painted for me of Joan of Arc into the studio with me today, and asked Joan of Arc for her intercession for today's fundraising. And also... I did a talk about Joan of Arc a couple years ago that kind of looks at Joan of Arc, at least in part, through the eyes of Joan of Arc's mother, Isabel. And we're giving that away to anybody who makes a donation of any size. So you'll get an email back, and then you can do the audio download for that. The talk about Joan of Arc, it talks a bit about her family and her background as well. She's one of the greatest people in history. You'll love Joan of Arc if you don't know about her. And so maybe you are that person who says, you know, I've got $5 that I can pledge right now. I've got $10 that I can pledge right now. Well, be of good cheer. That's very helpful to us. And every dollar of it is matched dollar for dollar right now. But also, we want to send you that audio of my talk about Joan of Arc, and I think you'll enjoy it. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. Time to go back to the phones, the other phones, the ones where people called with questions. Up next, we go to Timothy in Ingram, Texas, listening on 97.9 FM Guadalupe Radio. Timothy, your question for Jimmy Akin. No Timothy? All right. I'll come back to him. We got another Texan, so we'll go to Gabriella in San Antonio, Texas, also listening on Guadalupe Radio, 89.7 FM. Gabriella, you got a question for Jimmy Akin?
Hello.
Hi, Gabriella. Glad to hear your voice. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Yes, I was just wondering, one question is what, the other question is when, but did we go from like the Old Testament to the New Testament where We have, like, Abraham, he had three wives. And now, you know, when we're married, it's just one man and one woman. So, like, when did that happen? Did that change happen? Like, was it Jesus? Or, like, what? And also, was there anything else that changed as far as, like, in a marriage, like, I guess,
okay.
fidelity-wise? Yeah.
So when did we go from polygamy to monogamy in the Bible?
It wasn't. So first of all, we should mention Abraham didn't have three wives all at the same time. He had one wife, Sarah, and then after she died, he had another wife named Keturah, for example. He also took a concubine, Hagar, which isn't quite the same thing as a wife, but for practical purposes, it kind of is. In terms of when polygamy was phased out, it was during the Christian age, as late as the time of Jesus. You had rulers like Herod the Great who did have multiple living wives at the same time. And that was something that was always kind of a rarity, because the fact is that human beings, like most species, are born in roughly even numbers of both sexes. So there's one, on average, one woman born for every man who's born. And that makes monogamy the natural state of mankind. Given the way God designed our species, that's the way it works. That's the ideal state. But that's not something that people in every culture would be prepared to accept, because in some cultures, you know, guys would have a kind of macho ethic, and they'd want to show their manliness and their financial success by having multiple wives. And so this has been common in various cultures. And what it means is it deprives other men of the ability to get married. If one guy's hogging all the women, then, you know, that means there are a bunch of guys who aren't able to get married, and that's not fair to them. And so polygamy is not the ideal state. But one of the things we find when we study the Bible is that in the Old Testament especially, God tolerated certain things that were not his will as he led the Israelites toward a fuller understanding of his will. And so consequently, Jesus himself points out that Moses had allowed but regulated the practice of divorce, which was not God's will to have divorce. And nevertheless, Jesus says, because your hearts were hard at the time of Moses, God allowed this to happen. So God tolerated a situation that was not his will in order to be able to continue to work with the Israelites and help lead them towards the full revelation of his will in Jesus Christ. And since we're heading into the break, we'll continue on the other side, but since we're heading into the break, that means this is a great time to call. You won't miss anything. We have lines open, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
And we'll be right back. And that $20,000 match, don't forget about it, 888-291-8000. Perfect time.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at catholicanswersradio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Gabriella from San Antonio, Texas, is on the line with us, speaking with Jimmy Akin about polygamy in the Old Testament. When did that? When was that dropped? And Jimmy has addressed that question to some degree, but also wanted to know if there there's any other changes in marriage that happened from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Jimmy, you wanted to go back to answering Gabriella's question.
Yeah. So before the break snuck up on me, I was making the point that, you know, Jesus pointed out that God in the Old Testament tolerated situations like divorce, even though it really wasn't his will, as part of working with the Israelites to leading them to a fuller understanding of his will. He didn't dump the fullness of his will on them all at once because they would have freaked out and abandoned him. So he tolerated imperfection for a time, and that included toleration of polygamy. But when Jesus came, he elevated natural marriage, at least among the baptized, to the status of a sacrament. So that's one thing that has changed about marriage, at least for people who were baptized. It's now a sacrament. And also, as Christians reflected on scripture and tradition, they realized that the principles that God established in human nature for marriage really do require polygamy. And so the church has taken progressively stronger require monogamy. And so the church has taken progressively stronger stands against polygamy. And today it is not allowed at all.
Gabriella, thank you very much for your call. It's Open Forum. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Open Forum means we take calls from anybody, whether you're Catholic or not, whether you're Christian or not, whether you like us or not. You're welcome to call. And also, we take Jimmy in particular, we'll take a question on anything. But if you have a question about Jesus, about the sacraments, about the popes, generally speaking, that's what we're covering during Open Forum, and a whole bunch of folks on the line. And I'm going to go right back to them, but I got to try to fill up the phones again because 10 lines open right now, and we're in the midst of a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour, one of the largest hourly matches we have had. Over the course of doing these pledge drives, we only come to you once every 3 months, and we only do so for 6 hours, and we only take part of the hours. You know, Jimmy and Tim continue to do their work of answering questions during the hour. So in the off moments, we come to you and ask you for your support. We have this $20,000 match. We're not halfway yet. We're more than halfway through this hour, and we're not halfway to meeting that $20,000 match yet. So 888-291-8000 is the number to call and pledge your support. We have been asking for those, you know, $20. If you can do that $20 a month pledge, maybe you can do 18, maybe you can do 25. But if you're in that range, as long as it's a pledge of $18 a month or more, we have those two great books to send you. If you'd like to get them, you can always say no thanks, I've read those books or something, but for anybody who wants them at that level gets them. Hope to Die: The Christian Meaning of Death and Resurrection and the Resurrection of the Body by Scott Hahn, one of the most popular Catholic writers in the world today, and for good reason. And also, in addition to that, it's not a choice between the two, in addition to that book, we'll send you Spiritual Warfare and the Discernment of Spirits by Dan Burke from Sophia Institute Press. And we those $20, I'm just going to focus on $20 a month pledges. It's $240 by the time you fulfill that pledge at the end of the year, but all of that is matched. So do not worry, every dollar of it is matched. And that helps us make sure we access the full $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. 888-291-8000, 12 lines open now, 888-291-8000. You can also be part of the match just by making your pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
One of the things, Cy, that we talked about yesterday on the show is some of the biblical basis for giving. Now, earlier in this hour, I talked about the fundamental reason why God wants us to give, because it is a way of helping us grow in love, because we show our love for Him by supporting His work, and we show our love for our neighbor by supporting His work. And this is something that's actually talked about in Scripture itself. Yesterday, I mentioned the famous passage from 2 Corinthians 9, where St. Paul talks about these principles, and he specifically talks about how giving benefits you. He's taking up a collection at this point in his journey for the saints in Jerusalem, and he is talking to the Corinthians about the need to give to this collection, and he comes to his main point and says, the point is this. So this is his point. Pay attention to it. He who sows sparingly, that means in context, giving only a little bit, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. So if you don't support very generously, the implication is God's not going to be very generous with you. And he who sows bountifully, he who's generous in supporting God, this spiritual end, will also reap bountifully, meaning God will be really generous with you if you're really generous with Him. He goes on to say, now each one must do as he's made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And that goes along with the whole purpose of this is building us up in love. If we're being resentful, we're not doing it the right way. And he goes on to say, God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance. Now, obviously, that includes spiritual blessings, but it also includes material blessings, because when he says God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, he goes on to say, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work. So he's indicating, look, God is able to help you out financially. He's able to, if you're generous with Him, then God is able to be generous with you and make sure you have enough of everything, so much that you'll be able to contribute to support all kinds of good works. So please take these principles to heart. You want to do your best, given your circumstances, to not only be a cheerful giver, but also to sow bountifully so that you'll be able to reap bountifully according to your circumstances. Please meditate on these principles. Take them to heart. St. Paul put them in the Bible for a reason. The Holy Spirit wanted him to be divinely inspired to write this so that we would understand these principles. They apply to us. The number to call to support this particular good work is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. We have many people standing by waiting to take your call, and you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
I am going to go back to the phones and let Jimmy answer some more questions, but I'll let you know 13 lines open right now. The Catholic Answers family here, all of our co-workers from every department, whether they're in the finance or marketing or order fulfillment or whatever part of the ministry they work in, they've taken their time out to answer phones for us and help us right now. And there are 13 lines open right now. So give them a call. A pledge at any amount is going to get you that talk on St. Joan of Arc. And she's wonderful. She's just, it's hard to say, have too many superlatives about St. Joan of Arc. If you can make that monthly pledge of $18, $20, $25 a month, any pledge, monthly pledge over $20 a month, we're going to send you those two great books, one from Scott Hahn, one from Dan Burke. That's at 888-291-8000. Every dollar of your pledge is matched. And I'm going to be honest with you, we're going to need some folks if we're going to get to our goal to make some of those larger pledges. I just noticed, Jimmy, I just wanted to tell you about this. Two folks, right, one after the other, one made an $87 a month pledge. That's John in Yay. Oklahoma. And one gave $1,000. Well, both of those people gave us $1,000 and they both got matched, you know, completely. But they just did it two different ways. So maybe, that's something that you can do. And again, I will just say that I know that there are people who are of extraordinary means and can make that $5,000 or $10,000 gift that will help us get there. This is the last thing I'll say, and then I'll go to the lines, the number 888-291-8000. The last thing, We don't usually talk about our overall goal, but I'll just so you know, this is how it works. We have these matching pledges that people have given us to help us raise money each hour, but we have an overall goal of what we have to raise to be fully funded. And I just want to put this bee in your bonnet, especially if you're thinking, I don't know, do they need it, do they not? Just about $83,000 away from that goal right now. So it's a lot for us to make up with only an hour and a half left. $83,000 away. 888-291-8000, the number. All right, back to the phones. Jimmy. Oh, Timothy. Timothy in Ingram, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. You're with us now, Timothy.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, great. Your question for Jimmy.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, Jimmy. I follow you, and I know you go to Rome. And I wanted to ask, is it true that the Pope is not allowed in the Vatican basement because of the secrets? And I heard one theory online that there's a drawing of Jesus Christ from an artist who was there, and that's kept down there. And then I've also read that, like, a time machine was down there. And I thought maybe if you go, maybe you can tell us some things that are down there.
Well, the time machine's a definite yes, right?
I mean, well, I would love both of those things to be down there. I'd love there to be both a time machine and a painting or carving or drawing of Jesus Christ from an eyewitness. Both of those would be wonderful. In fact, you could use the time machine to go back and become that artist, which would be the coolest thing of all.
Yeah.
I don't have any evidence, though, that either of those things are the case. And it's certainly not the case that the Pope is not allowed down there. The Pope is allowed to run around anywhere in the Vatican in his bare feet at any time of day or night if he wants. He's the boss. And so consequently, there's nobody forbidding the Pope to do anything like that. We do know what's under the Vatican. In fact, under the high altar at St. Peter's Basilica is the tomb of St. Peter. And back in the 1960s, for example, Pope Paul VI allowed archaeologists to excavate it. There are also tombs of other popes. Originally, this site was something of a burial ground. And so there are catacombs down there. And you can even take a tour of them. They're called the scavi, which is Italian for the excavation or excavations. And so people do get to go down there. And the Pope is certainly one of them, although unlike other people, I don't think he has to pay the ticket price to take the tour of the Scavi.
Thank you very much for that question, Timothy. I'm glad we got that question in. It's always good to have a time travel question for Jimmy Akin. I'm going to give out the number again, but we got to take a quick break. And we got five lines open right now. So five lines open, 888-291-8000, $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. We are moving forward with your help. I really hope we can make that match. 888-291-8000, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
St. Paul's street evangelization isn't like other evangelism you might have seen on the streets. We don't yell, and we don't force anyone to pay attention to us. Instead, St. Paul's street evangelization is committed to presenting a positive, passionately Catholic presence to a world hungry for truth. For more information, or to start a chapter of your own, go to www.streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com. It's time to do our part.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Only a few minutes left in this hour. And then we'll be down to our last hour of pledge drive for this quarter. Only come to you four times a year. Won't come to you again till August to ask you for funding. I'll be honest with you. For anybody who works in nonprofits knows that summertime is traditionally the hardest time to raise funds. So we'd like to be fully funded so we can have a good bridge to August where we'll ask for your help again. Right now, we got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and anybody who gives a pledge of any amount is getting the talk on that I did a couple years ago on St. Joan of Arc. Just call 888-291-8000. And lots of folks are taking us up on the $20, $25, $18 a month pledges. We're going to need lots more. If you maybe could discuss that with your spouse right now, or check your account and see if that's something you can do. It would mean a lot to us. We'd love to use up this full match because it really is a $20,000 dollar for dollar match. That means, we got to raise the $20,000 to get the $20,000. And so, and we're very grateful to the generous donor who makes that happen. But we got to raise that 20 grand, and we need your help right now. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We want to thank the newest members of the President's Club. They include Catherine from San Antonio, Texas. Also, they include John from Edmond, Oklahoma. I've been there. Kanan from Moorfield, Nebraska. Frederick from Cody, Wyoming. And Jeanette from Spirit Lake, Idaho. So thank you all very much for your generosity. We hope you enjoy membership in the President's Club. As we mentioned, that entitles you to receive a copy of everything we publish during the course of the coming year, and access to a special dedicated apologist to help answer your questions. We also have another giving society known as the Founders Circle. And the Founders Circle includes people who are able to donate $5,000 or more a year, which works out to about $417 a month. So it doesn't have to be all at once. It can be, in monthly installments. And that gives you all of the benefits of the President's Club, as well as some additional benefits, including being included in a special event we have every year for Founders Circle members, where we give you behind the scenes information about what's happening in the ministry, what we're planning on doing, various projects we're planning on undertaking. And we ask for your input in shaping those projects and in pursuing other ones. You may have an idea for something you think it would be great for Catholic Answers to do. Well, we like to include our donors in the work of the ministry, and this is one of the ways we do that. Also, as a special added bonus, we give you free access to all of the courses that are coming out now in the very popular Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. So you get all of those courses for free as well as they come out, and we have lots of them coming out. We just taped one the last couple of days, a new course by Trent Horn. Tim Staples is going to be taping a course over the next few days. Chris Check is taping one next week. So we have lots of great material coming out for that. If you're able to make a $5,000 one-time donation or a monthly pledge of $417, you'd be included in the Founders Circle. You may need a little bit of time to think about that. You may want to talk to Chris Check about it. If so, just give us a call at 888-291-8000. Let him know that you'd like to hear from Chris Check, and he'll be happy to call you back. You may need to talk about it with your spouse, but I wanted to let you know about it this first hour so that you can be thinking about it. And if you're able, please try to join the Founders Circle by the end of the show today, if at all possible. The number to call is 888-291-8000 to talk to the members of the Catholic Answers staff who are standing by. I can see right now we have several lines that are open, so there wouldn't be any waiting. 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. Quick update before I go to the phone right now. Jimmy, just a few moments ago, I decided I'd let people know how far we are from our overall goal. We were about $83,000 away. People have, by a combination of a lot of $20 per month pledges and a few $1,000 gifts, we're down to $75,000 to being fully funded, and about an hour and 15 minutes to go in our pledge drive. So we're making progress, $75,000 to go. 888-291-8000 is the number. So you can see if you're one of those folks who does have the means to make a gift, of a large gift, $2,500, $5,000. We've even had people who have called and given $10,000. You can see how that would be very helpful to us right now as we try to close that $75,000 gap in the next hour and 15 minutes. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Chad in Ohio, listening on 89.9 FM Redeemer Radio. Chad, your question for Jimmy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had kind of a two-part question. The first part is about the St. Michael's Prayer and how Satan's referred to as a hymn, and I didn't think angels had gender. And the second part, kind of the same tangent, is like, if we share gender with like animals, what do we share akin to angels? Is there something we share like with gender and animals and with angels on the same kind of plateau?
Sure. So angels are created intellects, and they're not biological at all. And so consequently, they don't literally have a gender. The reason that Saint Michael is referred to as he is because that's the way he's presented in Scripture. If you look in the book of Daniel, for example, Saint Michael is discussed by Gabriel, who shows up, and Gabriel is talking to Daniel. He refers to Michael as the prince who has jurisdiction over the people of Israel. And the word prince in Hebrew, sar, is a word that's masculine. And so we have the text of Scripture using masculine language for Michael. It also, if you look at various verb forms and pronouns that are used, they're also going to support that. It's going to be masculine language. And so why does this happen in the case of Michael? Well, because angels are so fundamentally different from our ordinary experience as humans, they adapt themselves so that we can relate to them more easily. In this context, Daniel is talking about the role Michael has as the protector of the people of Israel. And so that makes it natural to depict Michael as if he's a strong prince. He's not the king, that's God. But he is a strong prince that has the ability to defend Israel on God's behalf. And so since princes are male and strong and defend the people under their care, that's why Saint Michael gets depicted in this way. It's a little bit like how even here on a human level, we adapt ourselves depending on who we're around. For example, my name is Jimmy. That's my legal name. It's on my birth certificate. It is not James. It is Jimmy. But if I was traveling in a country, let's say, that speaks Spanish, where Jimmy is not a familiar name, I might adapt myself and have a different name. People might call me Diego or Jaime or something like that. And it would be how I adapt myself to work better with the people I'm interacting with. And angels do the same thing. Even though angels themselves do not have gender, they adapt the way they present themselves to make it easier for us to interact with them. Sometimes that involves taking human form. Sometimes it involves taking human names. Sometimes it involves taking on other aspects of humanity. But it's a way of helping us relate to them better. We do indeed have something in common with them that we don't with the other biological life forms here on Earth. We have the gift of reason. Angels are created intellects, so obviously they have the gift of reason. In fact, their gift of reason exceeds ours. They're smarter than we are. By contrast, the biological things here on Earth have one or another level of intelligence, but they don't have the full human gift of reason. And so humanity is kind of at the intersection of these two realms. Like the angels, we have the gift of full reason. Like the other life forms here on Earth, though, we have a biological nature as well. So we kind of are at the intersection of the physical and the spiritual realms.
Thank you so much for that question. Appreciate that, Chad. We are in the – well, we're coming into the last hour now of our pledge drive. There are 9 lines open. We are more than $70,000 away from our what we need to raise during this this pledge drive. There's folks all around the world who will listen later. If you're listening later, you can still make your pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, as can anybody right now. But that website is always available to you, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you are, say, one of our friends in Europe or Africa, if you are in Asia or Australia, please go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your gift to help us make sure we close that $70,000 gap. To come back to the present moment, however, if you'd like to call, there are 10 lines open right now. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. I want to stress again that those folks who have called up and made those monthly pledges have really helped us out a great deal this hour. Everybody's helped us out a great deal. But I know we were asking in particular for folks who could make that $20 a month, $25 a month, $18 a month pledge, something in that range, so that we could send you the two books, Spiritual Warfare from Dan Burke, and Hope to Die, the book about death and the resurrection of the body by Scott Hahn. If you can make that monthly pledge at that level, we'll be just thrilled to send you those books. But I can tell that people have responded because I see the list in front of me of the pledges, and pledger after pledger, $20 or $30 or $18 or $25. And so I'm very grateful for that. Maybe if you haven't been able to do that, right now is the time, because we're going to be heading into the top of the hour break very soon. You're not going to miss much if you dial right now, 888-291-8000. You can get that done in a minute or two. And be back with us for the next hour, another hour of Open Forum with Jimmy Akin. Again, we also do need some of those larger pledges. Quite a few people, I can't scroll down all the way to see, but I know five or six people have made $1,000 pledges in the last half hour. God bless you. Thank you so much for that. We're going to need more of those. Maybe we're going to need a couple of 2,500, maybe a 5,000, maybe a 10,000 to completely close what is a more than a $70,000 gap right now. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or as I've been saying, safe and secure online anytime at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And it's important that we hear from you now, because in this particular drive, because as Cy mentioned earlier, we're going to be heading into the summer slowdown, and people get distracted in summer, they get out of pocket, and nonprofit organizations all over the world have difficulty meeting their needs during summertime. So if we can get ahead of the curve, if we can get the full funding that we need today to help see us through the summer, then we'll be in good shape. We won't have a summer emergency like we have often had in the past. So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. As Cy said, we're heading into the break. You're not going to miss anything. I can see right now we have a dozen members of the Catholic Answers staff who are just waiting to take your call right now. So there won't be any, you'll get right through. It only takes a minute or so. Please do give us a call at 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, but let us hear from you during the break.
888-291-8000, that number to support Catholic Answers right now. We got a long way to go, but with God's grace and your help, there's every reason to be confident. 10 lines available right now. And as Jimmy said, we're heading into the break. Perfect time to dial. Hey, if you're a caller with a question for Jimmy and you're on the line, stay on the line. We are definitely going to get back to you when we get back in the second hour. We will get to your question. But as you understand, we've got to do our fundraising. When we come back, it's the final hour. That's it. No more time left after that. 888-291-8000. Please fill up the lines right now. We do, in fact, need your help. 888-291-8000.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.